Some fascinating research about anxiety just came out. It found that people with anxiety have less choline in the brain than those without anxiety disorders. Now, anxiety disorders are a complex condition that are fueled by many contributing factors, but up to 30% of the population has one, and this includes generalized anxiety disorders, social anxiety, panic disorder, and phobias. And I often experience more anxiety than I'd prefer, and I have to work really hard to manage it. But anxiety is not just a mindset problem, it's a whole body nervous system state. And our brain is a physical organ that needs physical nutrients to function properly. And research is increasingly showing that nutrients, like choline, may play a role in how calm, flexible, and resilient your brain can be under stress. Now, there is a lot of garbage on the internet about magical supplements that will cure anxiety or depression. And when you look at the research, most of the supplements just don't show results when they're rigorously researched. But what if supplementing with choline gave your brain the nutrient it's missing? So let's take a look at this study and see what we can learn. Real quick disclaimer, I am not a doctor or a researcher. I'm a therapist who boils down information to make it accessible. So here's my questions and here's what I learned. First off, how was the study designed? Is it trustworthy? Okay, this study was published in the Nature Journal Molecular Psychiatry, which is very trustworthy. Peer-reviewed, high-quality journal, okay? What type of study was it? It was a meta-analysis. So that means they took the results from 25 different studies, and these studies included in total 370 people with anxiety disorders and 342 people without it. So this is not a huge number of participants, but it's also not tiny. And here's what they found. People with anxiety had 8% less choline on average than people without anxiety. One of the researchers, his name was Jason Smukney. He was a co-author and assistant professor. He said, this is the first meta-analysis to show a chemical pattern in the brain in anxiety disorders. You might remember that in 2023, a huge University College London meta-analysis came out showing that there was no evidence for low serotonin preceding depression. And yeah, YouTube shut down my video on that. So long story short, we don't have evidence for chemical imbalance until now. Now, how did they study it? It is hard to get into the brain without damaging it. Like, they can't just take a tissue sample. So they used an MRI machine to do a H-MRS. I don't know what that is. It's a chemistry report that tells you what molecules are present and how much. Now, it's interesting to me that they also checked for a bunch of other chemicals, I think involving like glutamate, which is an important growth factor, and these other chemicals in the brain, and they did not find a significant differences between the group with anxiety and the control group. That's what it's called. Okay, but they did find the difference with choline, okay? So what the heck is choline? I had to look this up. Choline is a cation with a chemical formula, blobbity bloop. Okay, I do not know what that chemical formula means, but I asked my sister who's a chemist how to pronounce it.
Cation. You also could say cation, but it's usually pronounced cation.
And here's what I learned. Choline is an essential nutrient that's often grouped with B vitamins, even though it is not a B vitamin. It plays a key role in metabolism and maintaining cell membranes. So this is all vital for memory, mood, and muscle movement. The body only produces a small amount of choline, so most of it has to come from dietary sources. You need to eat it, okay? Choline's also essential to making acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter involved in attention, memory, and nervous system regulation. So acetylcholine is a key chemical used by the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the rest and digest system. And it helps slow your heart rate, lower physiological anxiety, shift you out of fight or flight, and support relaxation and recovery. So if acetylcholine signaling is weak, your nervous system might get stuck in fight or flight, even when you know you're safe. And when your anxiety is high, acetylcholine tends to drop, making it harder to learn new coping skills while you're anxious. Acetylcholine is also associated with attention, concentration, and mental clarity. So that's why you'll often see it mentioned in ADHD or cognitive research like Alzheimer's research. Okay, now here's a really important question about this study. And the reason I'm going through these questions is when you hear about a supplement for anxiety or depression, it's really important that you ask good questions. So this is how I'm going through this. I'm checking to see if it's a real study. I'm trying to understand what they found and what they're researching. And I think a lot of information around supplements is just overblown. Okay, so here's the next really important question. Is it cause or effect? If choline is low, your system might struggle to downshift from fight or flight or to think clearly to solve stressful situations. Now, that does not cause anxiety on its own, but it can make anxiety harder to regulate. And we know that choline isn't the only factor in the brain. The amygdala can be overactive, the prefrontal cortex can be underactive, there can be too much norepinephrine, which also I had to look up. I was like, is that the chemical that's like adrenaline but in the brain? And yes, it is. And it triggers the fight, flight, freeze response. And then experiences like trauma and habitual responses to avoidance can wire the brain to increase your anxiety. So there is a lot going on here. So then the big important question is this lower choline that we're seeing in the brain, is that a cause of anxiety or an effect of anxiety? Like, just because it's lower doesn't mean choline deficiency is causing anxiety. It's totally possible that the constant fight, flight, freeze response leads to a depletion in choline rather than a depletion in choline leading to a constant fight, flight, freeze response, okay? So we don't know. We don't know. Now, this does suggest something important. Anxiety might be associated with differences in brain chemistry and nutrient availability, not just thought patterns or coping skills. And again, this matters because it moves us away from shame and toward systems thinking, like a holistic approach to supporting various parts of our brain and body ecosystems to experience more wellness. Okay, so here's the really big question. Does supplementation help? Jason Smuckney, who was one of the researchers, said it suggests that nutritional approaches like appropriate choline supplementation may help restore brain chemistry and improve outcomes for patients. Okay, he's making that sound like, hey, if we supplement with choline, it's going to help. What we don't know is if that's actually true. So there's some large, like, observational studies that show that higher plasma choline is associated with lower anxiety symptoms, though not necessarily lower depressive symptoms in adults. And, you know, anxiety and depression are closely linked, so that's why I'm bringing up the depression studies. And there's one active trial on choline supplementation with adults with depression, but the results aren't out yet. There are a few limited studies showing some benefit for choline supplementation for kids with ADHD, but they're all really small sample sizes and limited studies. And one of the things we see with studies around supplements is that these studies use a different type of supplement. So I'm seeing studies on citicloline and another form of choline. Well, that's a hard word to say over and over again. And whether you need to include vitamin B1 with it. But long story short, we don't know. We do not have enough evidence from any studies to say that supplementing with choline is really going to help most people with anxiety. There's a few studies here and there that maybe suggest that it makes a difference. And there's other studies that basically say it doesn't do any good. There are a couple studies with ADHD that do have moderate evidence showing efficacy with, like, attention-related symptoms. But they're small sample sizes and limited studies. So long story short, we cannot say choline treats anxiety, depression, or ADHD. What this research does say is, like, it's worth, like, studying more. Yeah, that's pretty much what, like, every research paper says. Oh, we should study this more. When the rubber hits the road, what should you do about this? Your body only produces a small amount of choline, so most of it must come from dietary sources. And we also know that many U.S. kids don't get the recommended daily amount. While we wait for more research, you could maybe consider adding more foods with choline to your diet. So this includes omega-3 fatty acids, including those found in salmon. You could also get it in beef liver, egg yolks, chicken, fish, soybeans, and milk, beans and legumes, and cruciferous vegetables, which I had to look up again, and that means like broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Okay, so I just want to be really clear on this. This research is early, it's correlational, not causal, and choline is not a magic fix. You do not need to rush out and buy supplements. You can talk with your doctor, and always remember with supplements, more is not always better, especially with supplements we just haven't studied enough. And there is some research showing that too much choline can make you smell like a fish and can harm your liver, in addition to other side effects like headaches and other things. What do we have research for? What do we know that does help restore our wellness ecosystem? There is a bunch of stuff that has a lot more decades of research showing it's effective for anxiety. Sleep, exercise, nutrition, the Mediterranean diet. Sticking to the Mediterranean diet rigidly can decrease your risk by 30%. And then you add on to that skills like therapy, CBT, exposure therapy, those can all help with anxiety, as can meditation, nature time, and social support. These are all really important. Me being a somewhat anxious person, what am I going to do about all this information? I feel like making some deviled eggs, but not because I think it's going to fix my choline deficiency, mostly just because they're delicious. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and eat healthier in general. Okay. I hope you found that review helpful and it helps you think about how to review these studies about supplementation. If you'd like to learn the skills to retrain your brain to be less anxious from a cognitive and behavioral approach, you can check out my online course, Break the Anxiety Cycle in 30 Days. It's part of my membership. You'll learn the hidden thing that's keeping your brain anxious, how to stop worrying, or at least decrease it by 90%, and how to gradually face your fears. And you can also learn more about the mind-body connection with anxiety and the nervous system. So if you want to learn more about that, link's in the description. So check that out. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being here. Please take care.